Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. Yes, I hope you'll do that. And you know, don't you just love that ERP? Well, moving on now to another saxophonist, this one mainly tenor, although he does play other things as well. James Brandon Lewis is one of the top echelon of the current tenor players in the jazz world. And his thoughtful compositions and his thoughtful concept albums have been a very strong voice in the last few years. This latest album is more, I was going to say straightforward or straight ahead. I don't know if that's exactly right. It doesn't have a particular concept like some of his other ones do, but which is not to say that it is second rate at all. This is very, very fine stuff. And he has here with him Arwan Ortiz on piano, Brad Jones on bass, and Chad Taylor on drums. This is a fine quartet. The album is called Abstraction is Deliverance, and that's the title of the third track in the set. The first two are Even the Sparrow and Remember Rosalind. Here is James Brandon Lewis. Thank you. some very neat meditative mood music there from saxophonist James Brandon Lewis from his latest album called Abstraction is Deliverance. You can interpret that in several ways, can't you? That's one of the things, one of the side things here in this, doing these programs, is that it's interpreting why things are called that and how they got that title and things for which I will never have an answer, but they're very interesting. And that's just a sidebar, because the music is the main thing always. But sometimes the way that it is measured or spelled out in names and concepts can be fascinating. And, I mean, I fill it in the way I want, so that's feeding my needs, right? Well, moving on to a Canadian album now from pianist and composer Noam Lemish. From his album, which is another interesting title. This one is very unambiguous. It just says, "There's beauty enough in being here." There you go. Lemish plays piano, and as I say, the compositions are his. Sundar Viswaranthan is on alto and soprano. Andrew Downing on bass. And Nick Fraser on drums. That's great rhythm section behind him. And interesting album. I'm going to play three tracks. The first is song, well, in the last set we had Remember Rosalind. This first song is called Song for Rona. So there's been lots of tribute stuff today. Song for Rona is first, and then Aviv is second, which is translates as spring. Not quite there yet, but there you go. And then Song for Millie. So the women are getting their due today in terms of songs being played for them. Here is Noam Lemish with his quartet from the album There's Beauty Enough in Being Here. The first song is called Song for Rona. Thank you. There's some very nice compositions and playing on that album. I mentioned way back at the beginning of the show that Noam Lemish is not a name that I was very familiar with, although I think I'd heard it a couple of times, but I hadn't played anything of an album that he was leading. And this may be early in his release library, I don't know. The album is called There's Beauty Enough in Being Here, and I thought that the reed player was very good as well, very good, the saxophonist as well. And it's a very fine album, and you'll probably hear more of it, and it is Canadian as well, so it's nice to know that the good stuff is still coming from all over the country. And it's now 12:38. We're well into the last half hour of our program today, but there's still some stuff to go. I'm moving all the way to Australia for this next one, and I fairly recently discovered a record label in Australia called Earshift, and I'm impressed with what I'm hearing from it. And one of the things that has impressed me has been saxophonist Sam Gill, and his band is called Sam Gill's Coursed Waters. That's sort of cool, right? And hadn't known anything about him, but he's very strong, very fine musician. And he has, with his quartet, he has Melbourne-based drummer James McLean, pianist Novak Manojokovic from Sydney, and bassist Jacques Emery. And the compositions are, I think, from all of the members of the quartet, but they do play some really neat stuff here. The album is called Sense Maker, and I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is the title track, a very short track called Sense Maker, and then one called A Double Down. And the Australian jazz scene has always been very fascinating to me. I've had way back in the day, early in my ventures into broadcasting, the host of the day, the jazz host of the day here was Mo Hogue, Maurice Hogue, who still does an internet jazz show. But he basically introduced me to a number of Australian jazz musicians that I hadn't been aware of. And that opened the door to understanding that the Australian jazz scene is really fine. And I had the privilege of interviewing a couple of great Australian jazz artists here in this studio, Alistair Spence and Sandy Evans, especially, who is one of the, I was going to say matriarch, that's not a particularly good word, but major leader in the jazz world in Australia. And that scene is still very vibrant and neat stuff. Enough of this. Sam Gill and his Coursed Waters group from the Earshift label from Sensemaker. This is the title track. Thank you. You might have to work to hum it, but that's some really neat writing there and some great playing. That's saxophonist Sam Gill from Australia from his album called Sensemaker. And it's just about time for me to say so long for this episode of Voyage. My name's Keith Black, and as always, I have had a great deal of fun today, and I hope that you have had enough that you'll come back again next week. I'll be here to do a whole bunch more new stuff. And thank you for tuning in today. I'm going to take us out with just a little bit of time that's left with a little bit more of Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross all by themselves here. And I hope that you have enjoyed the show. Stay warm or stay cool, whichever way. The temperature's bouncing around like a yo-yo the last few days. But today is chilly, so it's definitely winter at the moment. Look after yourselves. Thanks for checking us out today. See you next time. Here's Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross to say goodbye, and I'll say goodbye.
Every morning find me moaning,
yes, Lord,
'cause of all the trouble I see,
yes, Lord,
life's a losing gamble to me,
yes, Lord,
cares and woes have got me moaning,
yes, Lord,
every evening find me moaning,
yes, Lord,
I'm alone and crying the blues,
yes, Lord,
I'm so tired of paying these dues,
yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord. Lord, I spent plenty of days and nights alone with my grief, alone with my grief. Lord, I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and make me relief.
Every morning find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
'Cause of all the trouble I see,
yes, Lord,
life's a losing gamble to me,
yes, Lord,
cares and woes have got me moaning,
yes, Lord. Thank you.
every evening find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord. Lord, I try, really and truly try, to find some relief, find some relief. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief, alone with my grief. Lord, I pray, really and truly pray, to find some relief. Sadness, chase him away with gladness. Crying those blues will grieve you. Swinging those blues will leave you. Really ain't nothing to it. Swinging the blues will do it. Soon as I feel them coming, right away I start humming. Everything's free and easy, long as you're feeling breezy. Really ain't nothing to it. Swinging the blues will do it. Don't be sad, just swing those blues. You'll be glad when blues can't cause you trouble. Well, that's when they go away, man. Swing those blues, kick up your heels and ball. When they come to call, I'm really telling y'all.
Don't, better not doubt the truth of what I say. All you gotta do to lose the blues is get to swinging real good. Great discoveries never made a big impression on the people who would drug at the cattle really first.
Really ain't nothing to it.